Having fun now. My guest brings a passion for life and for her instrument, the harp. It's my pleasure to welcome Deborah Henson Conant to the Northwest Passage.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Please tell us about this beautiful and exotic instrument you have strapped to yourself.
Right, I do have it strapped to myself. So this instrument is a kind of, I sometimes people say, gee, that looks like what Dr. Spock on Star Trek played. It's a little bit larger. It's built based on a harp, but it's an electric harp. So you'd have to imagine that if its mother was a Celtic harp and its father was an electric guitar. That's basically what I have. It's blue, it's got flames on it, and it's got 32 strings, and it's a lot of fun to play.
It's beautiful, yeah, and it's got a great sound. Now, this is smaller than some harps. I mean,
well,
it's
a concert harp is about 8 feet tall and weighs about 75 pounds. This, and it probably has 47 strings. This is, I don't know how tall it goes from my head probably down to my middle of my legs, and it weighs 11 pounds. And it's made totally of carbon fiber and has 32 strings. So it's a lot smaller than a concert harp that you'd see in a concert, but it certainly has a large sound.
You probably didn't start with an electric harp.
No, I did in my brain. I started with the concert harp, and I tried to be a good little harpist and play in the back of the orchestra. And then I was like, no. I should be wearing this instrument. I should be able to soar over the orchestra and be in front of the orchestra. So I had this dream of what I could do with the instrument, but it was totally a fantasy in my brain. And so then I had to go about convincing the harp builders of the world to actually build this instrument, which they did. They invented for me. And at the same time, I wanted to do both solo shows and be a soloist with orchestras. So I had to learn how to write music for orchestra. I also had to create a whole repertoire for the instrument. So in a sense, where I am now, you know, 20 years into the process, is at the beginning. There is now an instrument. There is now a repertoire. And now I'm passing that on.
And how many harps do you have?
I don't even remember, you know, because I have all the various, you know, version B, version C, version D. This is the one that I travel with. This is my baby at the moment.
You must need a wireless mic as well. I imagine you're.
Yeah, that's right. Well, in order to walk around with the instrument and move around on stage, the instrument itself is wireless, which is what people will see at the shed.
Well,
and
you wouldn't stand still either. Is the other thing I'm
saying? Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was part of the point. When I was playing the concert harp, I felt very imprisoned behind it, and so the very beginning of the process was that I went to a man who dealt with physical. He was a physical storyteller, and I said, "So here's this instrument, and I'm stuck behind it. What do I do?" So the first part of the process was how free could I get physically with that instrument? And as soon as I got as free as I could, then we realized, oh, we need a different instrument. But that was the process that we went through.
Are there other electric harp players?
Well, more and more. Uh-huh. I'm very happy to say. In fact, this instrument, which was invented for me, I got to name, which is called the DHC Blue Light, and is now one of the top-selling, certainly one of the top-selling electric harp models in the world.
What else would you like to play for us?
I would like to play some blues because I really love the blues. And you know, people talk about blues harp, and I just feel like there should be blues harp. And here I'm playing just solo at the shed tomorrow night. I will be playing also with a looper pedal. It allows me to, on the fly, kind of make up melodies that I play along with. Oh, the other thing is that I'm also doing a workshop tonight at the Shed. I love being able to interject music into what I'm saying.
You go.
And the workshop is about music in general, so it's not just for harpists. It's for any person who plays an instrument at pretty much any level. Because the concepts that I work with, you know, the concepts of arrangement or creativity or improvisation, they're concepts that you get to use your whole life. You know, you start off when you're a kid and can barely play and you use those, and then you just, you know, fly on those for the rest of your life. So this is a little blues that I wrote for my boyfriend to sing to me. And it goes like this. I love you just the way you are. Every wrinkle, every scar, and every line upon your face. I love you every time and every place, near or far. I love you just the way you are. I love you night, I love you day, and I love everything you say. You're never too verbose for me. Oh, darling, darling, can't you see, near or far? I love you just the way you are. I'm gonna play a little blues here. And if you change, I'll love that too. How the long and the short of my story is that I'm completely in love with you, and near or far, you know I love you, darling, near or far. I love you, darling, near or far. I love you, I love you, I love you just the way you are. I love you, I love you, I love you just the way you are.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Way You Are Blues.
That's right.
Treated to the music and the strong personality of Deborah Henson Conant this afternoon on KLCC. I want to know about the Burnt Food Museum.
Ah, you would. Yes, in fact, in my spare time,
right.
as a matter of fact, it's not in my spare time, it's at the same time, I burnt some food one day, and I thought it looked beautiful, so I put it on a shelf, and I put a label on it. Notice I burnt some more food, so I put it, it became into a museum, and then Scott Simon came in and interviewed me, and he looked at the museum, and suddenly the museum was famous. The Food Network came and videotaped it, and now it's in my kitchen, and on the web, burntfoodmuseum.com. Yes, it is me.
And I think there were some other contributions too.
Absolutely. Well, that's the wonderful thing. And it's not so far afield. I mean, the idea of taking one thing and transforming it into something else. I feel like that happened with burnt food, something that people don't think of as beautiful or elegant, to me turned into something elegant. And the harp, something that people did think of as elegant, I felt I needed to turn or transform a different way. And that it's true that many other people, after reading about the burnt food, have sent me their testimonials, which are, some of them are really beautiful. And the whole idea, and this again goes to my music, that when you make a mistake, or you think you've made a mistake, if you stop for a moment and you think, wait a minute, I didn't do what I meant to do, but what did I do? And look at that in a new way. Then sometimes you can see something very beautiful that was not there at all before. And that's part of what I learned from coming, you know, developing a new instrument that wasn't there before and working with new music and improvising so that I'm not constantly judging. Oh, that was wrong. No, that was something new.
Also, you have some beautiful colors in your hair.
Oh, yes, that's right. My hair is full of ribbons. That's one of the easiest ways for me to take care of it. And people can see a lot of this at my website, which is hipharp.com, H-I-P-H-A-R-P, which is not hipharp, but hipharp. And I try to put a lot of pictures there because it's really difficult for people to imagine what it is that I do or you know, what it looks like. And so I try to put videos in any way that I can to get that idea across.
I want to thank you so much for being here today.
It was truly a pleasure.
And enjoy your time in Eugene.
Thank you. I will.
My guest, Deborah Hanson-Conan, performs a solo show tomorrow night at the Shed in Eugene. It starts at 7:30. And this evening, from 7 until 10, there is a hands-on arrangement workshop. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.